97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Severe weather is sweeping the country. Highway 90 flooded out in Mobile, Alabama. They're dealing with hail in the south and the threat of twisters. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
From places like Raleigh and their suburbs east into a place like Greenville and the Outer Banks, and then down to Wilmington, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and even Savannah, the risk of tornadoes is there.
Parts of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut could get up to 5 inches of rain today. A storm unleashed blizzard conditions in Kansas yesterday. Aviation investigators are focusing on whether loose bolts were to blame for the door plug that came off an Alaska Airlines flight in midair last Friday. High school physics teacher Bob Sauer found it in his backyard near Portland, Oregon.
In the flashlight beam, I could see that there was something gleaming white underneath the trees in the back that isn't normally there. And when I went to investigate it, it was very obviously part of a plane.
Officials say they've been finding loose parts on other grounded MAX 737s from Boeing as well. Hundreds of the planes are still grounded. Former President Trump will be in Washington, D.C. today for arguments in court over whether he should be immune from criminal prosecution for efforts to overturn election results. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
It'll be roughly an hour of arguments before a three-judge appeals court panel here in Washington. Trump's team will argue first, saying his 2020 election conspiracy criminal case should be dismissed because he enjoys presidential immunity, that he can't be prosecuted for official acts in office. The special counsel, Jack Smith, will argue that's a baseless claim and, if approved, would give future presidents license to break the law.
Officials in Texas say 21 people were injured, one critically, when an explosion blew out windows at the historic Sandman Signature Hotel in Fort Worth. CBS Texas, Jason Allen.
Police taped off the area as response teams searched the wreckage. Officials say a restaurant in the building had been under construction, but said it was not definitive that that's where the blast occurred.
They now believe a gas leak may have been to blame. The Sandman was built in 1920, originally named after a cattle rancher and oil man named Thomas Wagoner. College football has crowned a new champion.
Michigan barrels in the maize and blue.
The Wolverines dominated last night's title game on ESPN, beating Washington 34-13 in Houston to finish number one for the first time since 1997. S&P futures down 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers move up from the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Nebraska over the weekend, moving up six spots to the number 15th ranked team in the nation. Marquette fell out of the top 10 after losing to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles now ranked 11th. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, this time to the Utah Jazz, 132-116. Damian Lillard out due to personal reasons. Fans starting to boo last night at Fiserv Forum. Giannis says he can't blame them.
I think we have great fans, but like, on the league, if you don't play hard, you don't give everything to the team, there's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself. I was like, I heard the boo, and I was like, boo. I was like, In my head, I was bullying myself.
Charles Barkley on TNT.
They're going to have to find a way to get better defensively. This is what Adrian Griffin's got to come in and say, hey, guys, we're scoring enough points. But does he have the personality to challenge those guys? Because when you win games, you don't address things. They're awful defensively.
That's Charles Barkley with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. We're looking at a total of about 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down. And the wind will be an issue, too, picking up later today through tonight, creating blowing snow. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, doing a great job on the board. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, January 8th, 2024. Welcome into hour two of the big show. Glad to have you along. We are here high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square in Madison, Wisconsin. Overcast right now, as Brittany and Merlot said in our meteorology.
That's a hard one to say, though. Meteorological?
Yes, that's what I was trying to get to. Area that we are under a big storm bearing down in the state of Wisconsin. If you draw a line, if you know where Sheboygan, Wisconsin is over on Lake Michigan, draw a parallel line down to Janesville in Rock County. Basically, then go northwest of there. And draw another line from Marinette Menominee, north of Green Bay, over to La Crosse. So that middle swath of the state is where the winter storm warnings, roughly, are going to be for later tonight and all day tomorrow. Perhaps, keyword perhaps, up to a foot, 12 inches of snow anywhere in that area. Some areas will receive a little bit less, maybe 7, 8, 9, but some could receive, you know, 12, maybe even 13 inches in isolated areas. Now, on either side of that, for our listeners down at WAUK down in Milwaukee, and then over to WRJN in Racine, winter weather advisories for the very southeast quarter of the state. Lesser snow totals the closer you get to Lake Michigan, higher snow totals the more inland you get. So maybe over at Waukesha proper, maybe 7 inches of snow. A little bit less, maybe 4 or 5 once you get to the lake, but kind of depends on the track. Then go on the north side, our listeners at WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, down to or over to our listeners at WCFW, The Tap in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Maybe, again, 5 to 7 inches in those areas of snow. And then up at WLAK in Amory and WBZH in Hayward, a trace to maybe 2 inches, maybe on the high side. So it's really this big center swath going north or east to west, kind of a perpendicular or an angle from Green Bay. Just make it easy to say Green Bay down to Platteville near Dubuque. That big middle swath is where this storm is going to hit. So if you do not have to drive tomorrow, if you don't have to travel, please try to work from home or not travel. But be aware, most airports in the state of Wisconsin will be impacted by this storm tomorrow. So allow yourself extra time if you're flying out anywhere in Madison. Coming up later on in this hour, we're going to talk about the Packers. For those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as well, have the old Packers shirt on today, the green and gold. The Packers got it done. And they are off to the playoffs, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll bring you details of the game and just break down a little bit for you with the NFL playoff brackets, where people are playing and when, doing that a little bit later in the show. And also, a story I find disturbing. I'll be anxious to see what people think about this because I think Wisconsin needs to be ahead of this. I see in this era where Democrats, Republicans can find little common ground, I would think this would be one that they could. Like Las Vegas, I feel that we need legislation to protect our housing and land areas here in Wisconsin. Here's the headline we're going to talk about a little bit later. Swapping homes like stocks. Wall Street-backed firm buys 264 Valley homes in one day. So what's happening is Wall Street companies, multi-billion dollar companies, are coming in and buying up new housing like that. And then they're jacking up the price to make money.
I already knew I was never likely going to be able to afford a house just because of how things are going. But I feel like now my apartment's going to get bought out from under me.
Well, that's a very realistic concern by a lot of folks. And that's what I'm saying. I think Wisconsin needs to get ahead of this and pass some legislation in terms of you can't have multi-billion dollar corporations from outstate come into Wisconsin and buy up land and buy up homes out from under people and then jack up the price. So we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. Right now, I want to finish up and kind of put a point on this story we were talking about in hour one from over the weekend, Donald Trump down in Iowa. The Iowa caucuses are 1 week from tomorrow, just over 1 week away in Iowa. Trump calling the January 6th convicted felons hostages, which of course is untrue. Also saying that the FBI was somehow involved in January 6th and on the side to attack the Capitol. And we played the cut from Mike Pence, Trump's vice president, who said, no, that's simply not true. Just simply not true. And a caller, that, by the way, if you want to weigh in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. A caller last hour, and I had not seen this yet, on right-wing media and blogs. Now there are people apparently in Wisconsin who are trying to equate January 6th at the U.S. Capitol with the protests during Act 10 here in Wisconsin back in 2011. For those that might not have been around or don't remember, Scott Walker, after never mentioning this bill, which was called Act 10 in his campaign, ended up, with Republicans' help, passing Act 10, which essentially took away collective bargaining for public state employees, including teachers in the state. At one point, there were over 100,000 peaceful protesters here in Madison. And I was working in the building at the time, in the Capitol. My boss, my then boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, was on a committee called SCRB, which stands for State Capitol and Executive Residence Board. It is the bipartisan board that oversees the Capitol and the grounds where the governor lives. And I will tell you that I personally saw all the evidence after Act 10, and there was virtually no damage to the building whatsoever. Because people actually use painter's tape when they put up signs. The floors had to be scrubbed because, you know, 100,000 people walking through, the floors get dirty. And there were a couple of areas where literally the Capitol folks had to take a pencil and put next to the photo in order to show the size of the quote-unquote damage of the wall. And it was slightly larger than like an eraser head to a pencil. But that was it. There was no major damage whatsoever at the state capitol in Wisconsin after Act 10, which is, of course, very different than what happened on January 6th during the insurrection. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, I honestly thought this weekend the best of from him was when he was speaking about the Civil War. It kind of, I mean, for 2 weeks on end, Nikki Haley, of course, she screwed up bad, but his take on it is that, you know, Lincoln would be, you know, irrelevant if, he could have just negotiated the whole thing, according to Trump. So that being said, I think that's why he did what he did on January 6th. See, in his mind, he was trying to make Lincoln relevant again by causing an insurrection. And then, you know, Lincoln did say, you know, a house divided will fall or whatever it was. So he was trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, he was also trying to save his own bacon.
Have you ever heard anything so crazy in your life?
I can't hear anything crazier, he says something else. So, I mean, you know, he tops himself every day. But, yes, you're right.
How can anyone think that he is fit for office with the type of stuff he comes up with?
Yeah.
That one, I mean, was beyond anything I've heard from him in a long time.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so much. Listen in on WMDX here in Madison, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton here in Dane County. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. And I've often said it took January 6th for the Democrat Party to care about violence. And it took Martha's Vineyard for him to care about illegal immigration. And, you know, there's some statistics that you said that the Republicans compare it to, I believe you said, the damage that was done to the Capitol during Act 10. That's not true. We are comparing it to the 500 riots that happened after the murder of George Floyd. And the damage that was done, the billions of dollars, the businesses that were burned, we saw it in our own state and the lack of leadership we got from our governor during that period. So we believe in the rule of law, and we've seen two tiers of government. We're seeing it go on with the president and the son.
I always appreciate your comments, but so, I want to just ask you a question because I want to make sure I get it right. Do you agree with Mike Pence that, in fact, the FBI was not a part of this and that's just made up, or do you agree with Trump on that?
Well, I think we've seen the FBI influence our elections by paying millions of dollars to Facebook, to Twitter.
So you're saying that you disagree with Mike Pence? The guy who was actually there.
I'm not saying one or the other. I think it's in the middle somewhere. I think there are things that are going on that we question, and we deserve answers. And we've seen our intelligence agency, the 51 officers, the former intelligence officers that lied to America about Trump, $25 million by Adam Schiff.
That's just going down, you know, dark theory rabbit holes right now. So I always appreciate your perspective, CJ. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go. Well, we're actually tight right now. We see you as Matt Flynn, our friend who follows us every afternoon, likes to say, we see you on the lines. Karina and Jeannie, we will get to you afterwards. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for more of the Todd Allball Show right here on your favorite place to listen to news, talk, commentary, and entertainment, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's radio network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Don't forget, you can also stream the show via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now is a great time to check it out. Simply go to your app store, type in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Takes less than a minute to download. One of the best parts also, it's free. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, talking about Trump calling the January 6th convicted felons, the insurrectionists, hostages. Elise Stefanik and the House representatives following his lead. Mike Pence, former vice president under Trump, saying, no, that's not the case. And also, no, the FBI was not part of the insurrection. Which Republicans or MAGA folks do you believe, I guess? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to, down to, rather, Milwaukee. And Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You know what? There are audiobooks for, like, a Bible for kids. Maybe there is a Civil War for kids. And I think this is what he's listening, Trump is listening, because this is the level he comprehends.
Right.
And his decision-making and intelligence about the historical events on the level of a 7-year-old audiobooks. I think this is where he's getting his information from.
Well, you make a great point, Karina. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for calling in. I think Karina has a point that what Trump, whether you like him or not, what he's really good at is taking complicated, complex issues and breaking them down into things that most people who don't follow news and politics can understand, even if it's untrue. And it plays on people's worst fears and lack of knowledge. And it buoys them. It makes them feel better that there's a guy like Trump out there that believes like they do, even if it's a lie. So, I mean, whether we like it or not, Trump is very good at that. 844-967-2789. Up to you, beautiful Eau Claire, listening in on the tap, WCFW in Eau Claire. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Wow, great show. I'm learning new things every single day. Some of them aren't so good, though. It's a little bit, right. Little bit scary. I hope people get the opportunity to see the video. You know, that it had Trump's, it was posted with Trump's social media. Mm-hmm. And God gave us Trump. And it is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life. Propaganda, significant propaganda. And it had to have been, you know, thought out and prepared. It wasn't just a spur of the moment, let's throw this out there. Right. To get a chance, look for it.
Well, I just want to interrupt you for a second, Gene. I'm so glad you brought this up. We actually played this on Friday when it first came out. And what it is, for those that may not be familiar, years ago, the late, great broadcaster, radio broadcaster for ABC, Paul Harvey, they used to have a program called Paul Harvey News and Commentary. He did a salute to American farmers and ag workers. And the title of it was God Created the Farmer. And we played the original where it was, you know, Paul Harvey, to paraphrase it, said, you know, on the eighth day, God needed someone as a caretaker. So God created the farmer. And it was this great salute to the farmer. What Trump's people did is they took that, plagiarized it, bastardized it, and turned it into a take on it called God Created Trump. And they had an AI voice that kind of sounds like Paul Harvey do it. So for people who are wondering, that's where it came from. So go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. Because I remember you talking about a video, but I tuned in late. So
well, that's fine. That's fine.
When I saw it, I was mortified. I thought, what in the world is next?
Right.
You know, and it puts him in all these different positions, you know, where he's in foreign country and he's the leader. It really made me sick and nauseous to bastardize, you know, the Bible, to bastardize democracy. I mean, these guys are really crazy. And the people that are buying it, I feel so bad that they don't wake up. You know, how do you wake something? But, you know, this has been going on, Todd. You've seen it, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the lies and the repeated lies, and they use one-liners. So pretty soon people just automatically say it, and they don't even know why. They can't even say what Trump did for them. All they know is he did all these great things. They can't say what Biden did bad, only what Republicans are saying in one-liners. And it's just my background psych. Did learn about utilizing hypnosis and things like this, and you know, there's a lot of different programming, and I'm afraid for our state and our country if this keeps going. I'm so glad you guys are there to get the truth out, and it's so important. So thank you so much for all the work you do. You're greatly appreciated.
Well,
thank
appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Gene. Appreciate listenership as well. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. For on the Civil War, the fact of the matter is, as soon as Lincoln was elected, the South was already in motion to secede from the rest of the Union. I mean, it was South Carolina had actually tried to secede in the past. I mean, and it was over slavery. They were upset that it looked like the North was not going to allow the slavery to expand into other territories, the newly acquired territories. They're even burned up by the fact that slavery wasn't going to be allowed in the Northwest territories, which earlier in time was, you know, which consisted of where Wisconsin is right now. That was earlier called, you know, under the Northwest Ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just, you know, the lack of knowledge that people forget from their history class. I mean, because that was back in, and I've read more about it since, but I mean, that was back in, you know, at least in high school, we heard, you know, that's when the South seceded, as soon as Lincoln was elected.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance to negotiate anything. It could not have been negotiated because in their minds, it was a non-negotiable point that slavery was going to, they wanted the expansion of slavery. The existence of slavery depended on its expansion for the people, how they perceived it in the South. And so don't give me this crap. It wasn't about slavery because at the center of it was about slavery.
It was 100% about slavery.
The fact of the matter is that the South was completely unprepared to go to war against a rapidly industrializing North because they didn't have the industrial infrastructure in the South to maintain themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just a simple fact. I mean, and it just is sad that we got a man like Donald Trump out there is able to get away with this nonsense. And let's remember the latest horrible, horrific gaffe from Donald Trump, and not even a gaffe because it's just the way he thinks about it, is the people in Iowa there where there was at least recent school shooting and the fatalities. And Trump has said, just get over it.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
it is just sad. I mean, how can you overlook something like that and maintain that Trump is a decent human being in any manner of thinking?
Yeah. Mark, always appreciate the call. Thank you so much for listening, my friend. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to come back, and we've used her work before on this show. She is a brilliant author, journalist, writer, Heather Cox Richardson, who wrote an essay this weekend on January 6th talking about Valley Forge, and Mark brought it up, history. We'll actually take a look at history, how it applies. Read that. Also, how can we protect houses in Wisconsin? All that and more, plus your calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A dangerous storm is still battering parts of the country with blizzard conditions in Kansas, hail and tornado threats in the south, and downpours in the northeast today. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
It is going to have tropical moisture that is loaded and saturated with flooding rains.
Hundreds of flights canceled again. 737 MAX 9 still grounded after a panel flew off during a flight, landing on trees on Bob Sauer's property near Portland, Oregon.
My heart did start beating a little faster at that point because I thought, oh my goodness, people have been looking for this all weekend, and it looks like it's in my backyard.
Donald Trump expected in court in Washington for arguments in an elections interference case. CBS's Bob Legarry.
A lower court judge has already ruled that the prosecution against Donald Trump by the special counsel can move forward, dismissing his claims of presidential immunity. But if the appeals court decides differently, it could present a major roadblock to Jack Smith's prosecution.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon Sunday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. Legislative Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit diversity efforts in Wisconsin. If passed by two consecutive terms of the legislature and approved by voters, local governments and state agencies would be banned from either discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to anyone on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Last year, Republicans successfully got the universities of Wisconsin to reclassify dozens of DEI positions. Instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, GOP lawmakers want all hiring decisions to be based on merit, fairness, and equality. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
We have a winter storm warning that remains in effect through today and into tonight. We're looking at a total of about 4 to 7 inches by the time everything winds down. And the wind will be an issue, too, picking up later today through tonight, creating blowing snow. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, streaming also on the Civic Media app. Now is a great time to do it. Simply go to your app store, download or type in Mother Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up, punch the little icon that has a C and an M. Takes about a minute, and it is free. Going to be handy, particularly if you want to listen to your local Civic Media station across Wisconsin as this winter storm bears down on the state. Best just to stay home tomorrow, if you can. But if you have to travel, you would allow extra time, make a plan, and make sure you have blankets and that sort of thing in the car, a little extra food and water as well. Tires are pumped up. Your gas tank is full. Be prepared tomorrow across much of Wisconsin. 35 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Zahmer is on the board. Glad to be with you here on a Monday, January 8th, 2024. Breaking news at this hour from the Associated Press. We've covered this story quite a bit. Florida Republicans have ousted their state party chairman facing rape allegations in a critical election year. Now, we've been on this since day one. This is the better-known Florida menage a trois story, in which the Republican Party chairman of Florida, Christian Ziegler, and his wife, Bridget Ziegler, his wife, of course, was the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, the right-wing hate group, which is banning books, attacking LGBTQ people, and they themselves, Bridget Ziegler and her husband, Christian, the Republican Party chair of Florida, were involved for apparently several months, if not years, in, for the most part, a consensual threesome, a sexual threesome, better known as a menage a trois, with another woman. Recently, the allegations are, and they admit to that, by the way, recently, in what was scheduled to be a meetup between the three of them for sex, Bridget Ziegler, the wife, said she wasn't going to be there. And so the other woman said, look, I'm basically in it for her. And so she told the Republican Party chairman, Christian Ziegler, I'm not coming to this one. He allegedly went to this other woman's house and raped her. He has not been charged yet, but does admit that he was there and had sex. He claims it was consensual.
And he took a video.
And that's also fact. The Republican Party leadership in Florida, including Governor Ron DeSantis, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, and Rick Scott, as well as other Republican leaders, had called for Ziegler to step down. But he has refused. Of course, Ron DeSantis trying to somehow salvage his campaign in the Republican caucuses in Iowa next week. But late word here, according to the Associated Press, the Republican Party of Florida has ousted Chairman Christian Ziegler.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. We shall see what his wife does. She is on the Sarasota School Board down there in Florida as well. So that is the latest here on the news wires on this Monday, January 8th at 1:37. I want to kind of wrap up this talk today or this subject of Trump and January 6th and the MAGA folks. And a friend of mine passed this on over the weekend. I thought this was great. A thought for today. Quote, he who does not bellow the truth when he knows the truth makes himself the accomplice of liars and forgers. Unquote. That is Charles Peguy, poet and essayist who lived from 1873 to 1914.
And now, bellowing the truth whenever he knows it is your horse. I couldn't say those words, apparently.
That's fine.
But you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, I get the rest. I thought it was a great quote because one of our callers earlier in the show pointed this out. And this is why this essay by Heather Cox Richardson is so good. Because there are people in Wisconsin, elected Republicans, who know the truth and who do not want to admit it and certainly don't want to talk about it. And one of those is Congressman Derek Van Orten, Republican of the 3rd Congressional District in Western Wisconsin. And as we go through 2024, certainly in Iowa this week, and as we start to move closer to the Republican primary in April here in Wisconsin, those folks who are endorsing Donald Trump, those folks who are supporting Donald Trump, who now have been presented with the unequivocal truth, are complicit with what he's doing. But let's take a look back at history. And bear with me. It's an essay. We'll get through it and take your calls on the other side if you so desire. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Heather Cox Richardson, who we have talked about in this program before, great essayist, great journalist. She writes this over the weekend on January 6th. She says, 3 years to the day after the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol to prevent the counting of the electoral ballots that would make Democrat Joe Biden president, officers from the Federal Bureau of Investigation arrested three fugitives wanted in connection with that attack. Siblings Jonathan and Olivia Pollack, whose family owns Rapture Guns and Knives, described on its Facebook page as, quote, a Christian-owned gun and knife store, unquote, in Lakeland, Florida, as well as Joseph Hutchinson III, who once worked there. They are suspected of some of the most violent attacks of January 6th. The FBI had offered a $30,000 reward for Johnny Pollack, while the other two had been arrested but removed their ankle bracelets in March of last year and fled. Family members of the fugitives and other Lakeland residents arrested for their involvement on the January 6th attack on the Capitol insist their relatives are innocent, framed, they say, by a government eager to undermine their way of life. The Pollack family has gone so far as to erect a monument, quote, in honor of the ones who lost their lives on January 6, 2021, unquote. But it does not honor the law enforcement officers who were killed or injured. It actually honors the insurrectionist, Ashley Bobbitt, shot by law enforcement officers as she tried to break into the House chamber through a smashed window, and three others who died of a stroke, a heart attack, and amphetamine overdose. The monument in Lakeland, Florida, is in stark contrast to the one President Biden visited over the weekend in Pennsylvania, Valley Forge National Park. It is the site of the six-month winter encampment of the Continental Army in the hard winter of 1777 to 1778. After the British Army captured the city of Philadelphia in September of 1777, General George Washington settled 12,000 people of his army about 18 miles to the northwest. While the army almost fell apart, supply chains were broken as the British captured food or it spoiled in transit to the soldiers. The wartime inflation meant the Continental Congress did not appropriate enough money for food and clothing. Hunger and disease stalked the camp. But even worse was the lack of clothing. More than 1,000 soldiers died and about 8 or 10 deserted every day. Washington warned the president of the Continental Congress that the men were close to mutiny. Even if they didn't, they weren't very well organized for an army charged with resisting one of the greatest military forces of the globe. This different unit had been trained with different field manuals, making it hard to coordinate movements, and a group of army officers were working with congressmen to replace Washington, complaining about he, Washington, was prosecuting the war. By February of 1778, though, things were falling into place. A delegation from the Continental Congress had visited Valley Forge and understood that the lack of supplies made the army and thus the country truly vulnerable, and they set out to reform the supply department. Then, a newly arrived Prussian officer, Baron Friedrich von Steuben, drilled the soldiers into unity and better morale. And then, in May, the soldiers learned that France had signed a treaty with the American states in February, lending money, material, and men to the cause of American independence. When the soldiers broke camp in June, they marched out ready to take on the British at the Battle of Monmouth, where, with their training paid off, as they held their own against the British soldiers. The January 6th insurrectionists were fond of claiming that they were echoing these American revolutionaries who created the nation in the 1770s. The right-wing Proud Boys' strategic plan for taking over buildings in the Capitol complex on January 6th was titled 1776 Returns. And even more famously, newly elected Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, wrote on January 5th, 2021, quote, "Remember these next 48 hours. These are some of the most important dates in American history," unquote. The next day, on January 6th, she wrote, quote, "Today is 1776," unquote. Trump has repeatedly called those January 6th insurrectionists patriots. Biden this weekend called Trump out for, quote, "trying to steal history the same way he tried to steal the election," unquote. Indeed, the insurrectionists at the Capitol were not patriots. They were trying to overthrow the government in order to take away the right at the center of American democracy, our right to determine our own destiny. Commemorating them as heroes is the 21st century's version of erecting Confederate statues. The January 6th insurrectionists were nothing like the community at Valley Forge, made up of people who had offered up their lives to support a government pledged, however imperfectly in that era, to expanding that right. When faced with hunger, disease, and discord, that community, which was made up of not just a remarkably diverse set of soldiers from all 13 colonies, including Black and Indigenous men, but also of their families and the workers, enslaved and free, who came with them, worked together to build a force that could establish a nation based in the idea of freedom. The people at the Capitol on January 6th who followed in the footsteps of those who were living in the Valley Forge encampment 246 years ago were not the rioters. They were the people who defended our right to live under a government in which they have a say. Those like the staffers who delayed their evacuation of the Capitol to save the endangered electoral ballots. And like U.S. Capitol Police officers Eugene Goodman, Harry Dunn, Carolyn Edwards, and Akilo Gonnell, and Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone, along with more than 140 officers injured that day. Fanone, whom rioters beat and tasered, giving him a traumatic brain injury and a heart attack, over the weekend told Emily Nagot, Jeff Kotlin, and Rick Reisman of Politico, quote, "I think it's important that every institution in this country, every American, take the responsibility of upholding democracy seriously. And everyone needs to be doing everything they can to ensure that A, Donald Trump does not succeed, and B, the MAGA movement is extinguished," unquote. Unlike the violence of January 6th insurrectionists, the experience of people at Valley Forge is etched deep into our national identity as a symbol of the sacrifice and struggle Americans have made to preserve a new democracy. The words of Heather Cox Richardson. Well said, Ms. Richardson. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from national news. A check of weather that our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, steps in. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say over the events of the weekend. Also, history, as he likes to say, is being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn takes us to the front lines of history like nobody else. Make sure you stay tuned for Matt Flynn directly following our program. Want to get to this story, this other story found over the weekend, which, give me your opinion. I find this very disturbing. And I think, again, it's not going to happen today or tomorrow, but this type of thing could come to Wisconsin sooner rather than later. It's a story. The headline is Swapping Homes Like Stocks. Wall Street backed firm buys 264 Valley Homes in a single day. This is out in Las Vegas. Quote, a Wall Street backed corporate landlord bought hundreds of Clark County homes in a staggering one-off residential sale in the summer of 2023. Miami-based investment firm Starwood Capital Group sold 264 homes in Clark County for $98 million to Dallas-based Invitation Homes, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange as INVH, according to Clark County Property Records. The deal, made in three separate transactions, closed on January 18th. The majority of homes sold in the city of Las Vegas, 94 homes in the one transaction, followed by the city of North Las Vegas with 77. Prices for the homes range anywhere between $292,000 up to $694,000 per home. The sale is part of a much larger deal between Starwood Capital and Invitation Homes for $650 million for a portfolio of close to 1,900 single-family rental homes, with a majority being built in the Sun Belt, including Texas, Florida, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. Wall Street-backed hedge corporation funds Wall Street-backed hedge funds, corporate landlords, and cash-rich investors have been buying up single-family homes across the country as far back as 2009, which experts say means fewer houses on the market for families to purchase. That could also lead to higher rental prices and fewer affordable homes in regions such as the Las Vegas Valley. Now, again, this isn't going to happen necessarily tomorrow, but as we move forward and you look at what the state of Wisconsin has, we are on Lake Michigan. We have access to fresh water. We have no major frequently happening natural disasters. Earthquakes, other than this little one up in northern Wisconsin this weekend, I think it was 2.2 on the Richter scale. But for the most part, we don't have cataclysmic earthquakes here in Wisconsin. We generally don't have big wildfires like in California or other places. Don't have hurricanes. Don't have typhoons. We have tornadoes, obviously, occasionally. But thankfully, those are fairly few and far between. Overall, Wisconsin is a pretty great place to live in terms of natural resources and the conditions here, which only means one thing. Wisconsin property values and home values are going to continue to increase. And what we're seeing in Las Vegas and these other places we're talking about, as climate change continues to happen, because yes, by the way, it's real. I mean, already we haven't even gotten into this story. I think it was in either New Mexico or Arizona, where Saudi Arabia was taking water from the Colorado River, putting it into the desert, basically, to grow alfalfa. And then they took that alfalfa, hay, put it on planes, and sent it to Saudi Arabia to feed horses. I'm not making this up. Water is going to become a huge commodity. In some places, it already is. As more of these houses, these cities expand in places like Las Vegas and the desert and Arizona, even parts of Texas, water is going to become a real thing. And there will be a day, either in my lifetime or the next generation, where people will be clamoring to move to places in the Midwest, especially like Wisconsin. Mr. Zomers pointed out earlier, I mean, rentals in this state, particularly in larger cities.
Oh yeah, Madison, it's pretty bad right now.
I mean, prices are being jacked up. And look, I'm a capitalist. I'm all for the free market. But there's also a point about affordability. And people, what do you have to make in order to... I mean, the average price right now in the city of Madison for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,600 a month. The average price, the median price. And that ain't for anything fancy, all right? What does one have to make to be able to afford that? So what I am proposing, and some legislators in Nevada and Las Vegas are proposing, is some sort of a moratorium and saying, look, if you're going to, you know, buy a property in the state of Wisconsin, you actually have to live here. And it can't be some shell corporation, you know, we're based in Madison and it's a storefront and it's, you know, you register your business here. But you have to have some basis that you are actually a resident of the state of Wisconsin for a certain time period.
Or that you plan to soon be and then have a follow-up, maybe.
Maybe something. But I wish the state legislature would look at issues like this, housing, and how we could work together in a bipartisan fashion to make sure we have affordable housing and protect the natural resources we have for the people of Wisconsin. Already, you don't hear a lot about it, but there's a Great Lakes Compact of all the states that border the Great Lakes, trying to make sure that the water in the Great Lakes stays for the states that border that. These are issues that are facing us, not just in 2024, but beyond. Great show. Appreciated everybody who called in today. You make the show go. Mr. Zomers, great to have you back. Keep feeling better, my friend. Come back tomorrow for more. We will see you then. Stay tuned now for our great friend, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger, joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own, Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour.